sardines in a crushed tin box. Of course, first track from Amnesiac.
Oh, what a surprise for playing Radiohead.
Well, man, you know, I woke up in a very Radiohead mood, quite hungover, and my iTunes was on shuffle, and everything in its right place came on. So
that's a good song to wake up to, actually.
A very good song, and then I put on Kid A while I was getting ready, and then I thought, let's start off some Amnesiac. Can we just listen to the rest of the album now? No?
No.
No, Tom.
It's only going to go down.
No, Rob, I mean.
I wish to say hello to Tom Allen.
Yeah, please introduce me.
Tom Allen's back, everyone. Tom Allen.
Woo! Everyone's favourite guest. Long-time listener, second-time performer. Joint glad to be here.
I wouldn't say we're performers.
Oh, no. He did perform, though, on the last show. So maybe, are you suggesting another performance?
Basically, my life is a performance. And it's all for you to solve.
Well, all the world's a stage and everyone's a player.
Ooh.
As Shakespeare said, and as you like it. Well, I mean, he didn't say that, the character. That
quite highbrow today, then.
No, it just came out, you know.
Don't blame the player, blame the game.
Okay, now we've gone lowbrow.
Don't
hate the player, hate the game.
That's the one. I can't remember what it was exactly.
Anyway, we've got some bad news. Should we talk about it now, or should we save it?
Let's save it. Save it for the news. Okay. Basically, just listen in. You know, this is a big show. That's all I'm going to say. Also, if you'd like to email in at all, email rare
plus your text rare plus your message to 6300. They moved the sign.
Or email studio at rarefm.co.uk. Or alternatively, just go to www.rarefm.co.uk and type your message in the box at the top.
I like how you're miming typing while you talk, as if anyone can see that.
I wish we had
save
a webcam
that for the vodcast.
The vodcast.
Yeah, I just feel
that's
the need.
Not the news.
I feel the need to emphasise our tagline. Is it tin trains?
You wrote it.
Coined by me. Something about
get on board.
Get on board with
for a one-way ticket.
Get on board
with bands on the move.
No, get on board with bands new and old for a one-way ticket
to the next musical platform. Choo choo! This next song is called "It's a Wonderful Life." It's for all of those of you who are still waking up.
I thought
I'm
going to
keep introducing it because
I'm not ready.
Technical difficulties.
Well, I thought
basically Rob's mastering the art of the headphone jack.
Tom Allen just thinks he can take over everything. What's it called?
It's a song called "It's a Wonderful Life," which is kind of the antidote for all your indulgent Radiohead sadness. This song will wake you up. It's Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon. Get up and enjoy your life.
All right. that?
Good morning, Europe.
Good morning, Europe.
This is Tin Trains. If you're just tuning in right now, good morning to you. Welcome to a fantastic, fun-filled 90 minutes of music, banter, and various delights. That song was Bandits with Acoustic Revolution.
You're a pro. The Streetlight. You should do this every week. And now we've got our new feature.
Yeah.
Breakfast Banter.
Breakfast Banter. Banter.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
Haven't tuned in yet this year. Since we renamed it Tin Trains, this is Breakfast Banter, where we review where we went for breakfast this morning. And today was my choice. We went to a place that doesn't even have a name. It's just called Cafe.
Cafe. It shouldn't have a name.
I thought it was called Paninis and Baguettes, but I think that was just...
No, that was me. I thought it was Ciabatta or something.
Ciabattas.
But I think it was just called Cafe. It's on Bloomsbury Street, which is the bottom end of Gower Street, which DeSalle only realised today.
And so Tom Allen, it took him a while as well to get there.
Sorry, why is the surname being used? My name is Tom. There's no other Toms in the studio.
Tom Allen, because your name's Tom Allen.
Tom Allen, sorry, Tom Allen.
DeSalle, do you want to kick off with...
Well, I got there, and it looked beautiful from the outside, and when I got inside as well, I thought, wow, this has really got some potential. The first blow came when I tried to get a tap water. They don't do tap waters. What was going on there? Would you like to carry on?
Well, firstly...
If you had some tap water to wash down your disgusting grey splodge of microwaved food, it would have just made all the difference.
We'll get onto that.
But like the guy, we came in, the guy was obviously stressed because he had about six people there, so you know, he couldn't handle any more, so we had to wait like 15 minutes to order something. And we got orange juice. Is quite good, I thought, freshly squeezed.
Yeah, with pips in it.
Yeah, well, you know, at least you know it's fresh if it's got pips in it.
Probably added straight to the Tropicana for authenticity.
Yeah, and then full English came after about, I don't know, quite a while.
I wouldn't call it a full English.
What would you call it?
I don't know. I mean, like, it's kind of like a breakfast brought to you in association with Nick Griffin. It's claiming to be a full English, but really it's just got it all wrong. Like, I don't know what the origins of that scrambled egg was, but let me tell you, it's nothing to be proud of.
That's a good analogy. Nice. I like it.
Yeah, it was pretty terrible.
It was dire. Like, everything was microwave, toast soggy. Like, the presentation's horrible. They just lumped everything onto the plate together.
A bit like Nick Griffin's face.
Oh.
It did remind me of that, in fact.
Well, I think we've slated it enough. DeSalle, your rating?
My rating, one tablespoon.
One tablespoon. At least it got one. Was that for the orange juice?
And no,
I'll give it one tablespoon and a teaspoon.
I had a coffee which tasted good.
That's Breakfast Banter. Wow.
That was a good one. Again, good timing.
So don't ever go to Cafe on Bloomsbury
it's
Street.
It's like on the corner of Great Russell Street and Bloomsbury Street. They're shit.
Basically, we've decided there's no good breakfast in central London. So from now on, we're going to go to more remote places like Tufnell Park and... Camden isn't really that remote, but you know,
still,
there's
some good places there.
All right, your song.
The next song I'm going to play is by the Postal Service.
Yay.
Woo. Who are currently on strike. Well, they were.
Hey! Oh, satirical.
That's a great leg. So, yeah, this is them.
Tells your new friends
postal service.
Always on strike. Another 3 days next week.
Really?
Yeah.
It's time for Tom Allen has brought in. It's like a show and tell.
Exactly. It's a good show this week.
And Tom Allen, you've brought in something for us.
I have.
Just as this song fades out. Please tell us.
Can I just say, good choice there, Desar. That was beautiful. I didn't actually hear any of the song because I was out, but I'm sure it's lovely. Basically, this is about an event that occurred last Saturday on the way back from a social occasion in Central on the number 29 bus of crime.
Number 29 bus of crime.
And we came across a street performer in a Hawaiian shirt and a straw hat. And
this is at the bus stop.
This is at the bus stop, waiting for the bus. He's to be known furthermore as a banjo man. That was the instrument he played to great effect for hours on end with us fueling it with our...
It's great. He was just strolling around just playing just randomly, just little things, quietly.
We gave him 50p
and then he was
appreciated
off.
The music and he was off. So we have a new slot here today. This is basically a guess the song in banjo man style. So I'm going to pass over the contraption to Rob, which is ready to go. Basically, this is a live... We like to... You're part of the show here. And Desar's just phoning off. So we want you to be as interactive as possible. So please text in
if you think you know what the song is.
Text in, ring up, whatever you like.
This is Banjo Man's version of a song, a cover, a famous song, and you've got to tell us what it is. And you get
the cliff isn't ready.
It's not ready.
No, technical difficulties. So you can talk about something else, and I'll shoot with Banjo Man when you least expect it.
I really wanted to bring, because this was on a Saturday night, I wanted to get Banjo Man's details and bring him into the studio live.
Oh, live session, that would be awesome. Would be brilliant. You guys know today is the fifth anniversary of John Peel passing away?
It's the fifth anniversary?
Yep.
It's been 5 years?
Yep. So I thought today we should try and play as many lesser-known artists as possible. So I've got a couple lined up.
Oh, in that case, I'm going to may change around some of my things, actually.
Yeah. Are we ready for Banjo Man yet?
Yeah, talking of lesser artists, this one is Banjo Man with a well-known tune.
Lesser-known artist, well-known tune. Can you name it?
He's here all night. Rated. You have an oyster, I have a banjo.
All right. Name the tune, win a prize.
Yeah, email it. You've got until the next song's over to do it.
Okay, we've got many more to come, so you know, lots of prizes today.
It's bluegrass fun all around.
Indeed.
Yeehaw!
So, email
it. About the racism.
Studio at rarefm.co.uk if you know the name of the song. And for now, I'm going to play something by Gold Panda. Have you heard Gold Panda?
I've never heard Gold Panda.
I haven't. Wow.
This is what I'm saying. This is the John Peel moment. Here we go. Thank you. Gold Panda with Back Home from the Mia May EP, which I've got on vinyl signed. By
suitably obscure, yeah.
Who is Gold Panda?
He's just the guy. He's kind of like Banjo Freakout, friends with him, I think.
And I think I'm going to go see Banjo Freakout.
Yeah,
on
Tuesday. Everyone should go.
It's on my list of bands to see.
Really? It's not really a band.
Really?
No.
He was, Gold Panda was touring with Three Trap Tigers, another Tin Train's favourite.
Did you go see him when you saw?
No, I didn't see him.
Platinum Polar Bear were quite good. I like them.
Shut up, Tom. All right, we've got some guesses for...
Lead Koala, pretty awful.
Shut up, we've got some answers. We've got some guesses.
Thank you, we're here all afternoon. Yeah, we have some guesses for our Banjo Man track. We have Sandra from Stockwell says, is it the intro to El Nombre, that well-known educational mathematical cartoon starring a racially ambiguous rodent protagonist? Hence El Nombre. But it isn't actually that, but I would like to play some El Nombre live. But thank you, Sandra from Stockwell, for tuning in.
Mark from Northampton has just said, is it the tune they play in his local tapas bar? Probably, but I'd like the actual song name, please.
It's not good enough.
Wait, we do have a guest from John Bell. He says La Bamba.
La Bamba, that is correct!
Yeah!
John Bell.
Wow, prize is winging its way to you, John Bell.
My brother wants to know when the clocks go back. The clocks have already gone back.
Your brother's a failure.
It confused me so much because it went like, because it was last night, it went like 12 till 1 o'clock. And then all of a sudden, it went back to 12 again at 1 o'clock in the morning. It confused me so much.
Anecdote of the day.
It's a pretty poor one this day week.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got bad news.
We have bad news. Brace yourself. Sit down. Grab a cup of tea. Rob's going to break your heart.
Basically, I made a massive fuck up. And I forgot to renew our time slot on So basically, from next week, some other people are going to be on this time slot. And we
some fresh is playing R&B and chatting about going to the Roxy.
Let's face facts, no one plays R&B. Everyone plays obscure stuff.
I think Gabriel Van Howling is going to be on.
Sounds rubbish.
He's going to talk about sex and stuff. On a Sunday afternoon. So, I mean, great. I mean, that's fair enough for him. I wouldn't condone listeners angrily emailing and saying get off the radio. I wouldn't condone that.
No, we don't.
I can't stop the listeners from doing whatever they want to do.
Kevin, I know you're listening for the first time in a long time.
And this is going to be the last time for a long time. So I have to apologise. I haven't told Ollie yet, so you can imagine how angry
Ollie
he's going
to be. Literally will. He'll throw such a hissy fit.
We might call him up live on the air later and tell him. So basically, so we're going to try and make this
a good
one.
So we have to be there for Rob today because this is a difficult time. And this next song's by, I think I owe it to this person because he let me sleep in his bed for like a week. This is a guy called Andy Kite, who's an awesome singer-songwriter, playing at the Comedy Club on the 11th of November.
The finals of the Orange Unsigned.
Yeah, he was judged by Alex James and... that Osborne girl didn't like him very much. But this song is called Will You Be My Friend Forever. It's basically for all the listeners of the show saying that it might be over. This might be the last one, but hold firm to your faith in what is good and true and what is broadcasting at its best, and know that Tin Trains in Transit, a radio show by any other name would be a sweet, but we will be your friends forever.
Thanks.
Seeing so much of you recently, I don't mind cause I like you, do you like me? I hear you singing in the kitchen from the upper room. I love to sit outside and hear your voice all afternoon. When I'm tired, will you sing to me? Will you sing to me? Will you sing to me? Put that record on and sing to me. Come and sing to me. Oh, come and sing to me. I like you, do you like me? Let's run with simplicity. Don't overcomplicate, darling, give me a chance. Come and spend your life with me. Adventure intentionally. We will talk, we will fly. I'll sing you a lullaby now. Will you be my friend forever? We can spend our lives together, doing all the things that best friends do. Say our wedding vows in front of all our friends and pals. Go up north to Scotland for our honeymoon. thoughts and you're still in my head. I try my best to think of other things instead. I don't knock me back, I don't tell me that we were never meant to be. I've given you my heart, girl, so come and take the rest of me. When I'm tired, will you sing to me? Will you sing to me? Will you sing to me? Put that record on and sing to me. Will you sing to me? Oh, come and sing to me. Perfect picture of our days, been tainted, I'll paint it anyway. Don't overcomplicate, darling, give me a chance. Come and spend your life with me, venture intentionally. We would talk, we would fly, I'll sing you a lullaby now. Will you be my friend forever? We could spend our lives together, doing all the things that best friends do. We could say our wedding vows in front of all our friends and pals. Go up north to Scotland for our honeymoon. When I'm tired, will you sing to me? Will you sing to me? Sing to me. Put that record on and sing to me. Will you sing to me? Come and sing to me. Will you be my friend forever? I don't care that you are much older. Will you be my friend forever? Rest your head up on my shoulder. Will you be my friend forever? Honey, I like you the most. Will you be my friend forever? You're not perfect, but you're pretty close. Please be my friend forever. Will you be my friend forever? Yeah. Will you be my friend forever?
That was Andy Kite with Will You Be My Friend Forever from Suburbs Remind.
Tin Trains will be your friend forever. Remember, we've always got the blog.
The blog.
We've got your back.
I'm on Blog Watch this week, if we're doing Blog Watch.
Blog Watch.
Cats in Pain. Go check it out. There's an awesome video I posted on there that made me almost piss my pants.
Is it as good as the legendary Cat Stack?
What's Cat Stack?
It's a cat who's just strutting around really cockily. There's like a child's stairgate blocking a room. And it's just I can handle that.
That's a good one.
Have you seen Stealth Cat? The one.
That's good as well. Man, there's lots of good cat videos.
Yeah.
How are we supposed to do any work with so many cat videos on YouTube?
I don't know.
Talking cat, angry cat, possibly
rat cat.
You know, lolcats. The website I have a hatred for, but there's a website I recently found called something like realisticcats.com. It's just got all the pictures from lolcats saying, "No, this isn't an invisible bike. He's just falling." Things like that. I quite enjoy it.
That's it. This is our second anecdote of the week.
It's a good one. I'll put a list up for my anecdotes on the blog.
This is our highlight of the week.
Now it's time for a real anecdote. It's DeSalle's gig review.
This is my real highlight of the week, actually. I went to see No Age on Tuesday. But the best thing about it was the fact... Well, basically, they played a gig on Monday at Scala. But then they ended up being in London all day on Tuesday because they're doing loads of press interviews. So... they decided to put on another gig, and they'd evidently couldn't find a venue at all and Googled a venue somewhere in like East London, and it ended up being in a church hall, a small church hall in Dalston opposite a primary school. It's literally in the middle of nowhere. But yeah, this is one of those church halls you can imagine where you had like a 5-year-old birthday party. Like, it had all the plastic chairs stacked up around the edge and things, and like there's little kids posters that they'd made and things. Yeah, it was all just fluorescent tube lighting, and you know, nothing at all. No real stage, no lighting, no nothing. But the gig was pretty awesome.
They cut it.
What?
Even in those surroundings,
they did, because they're No Age as a band are pretty basic anyway. So there's just a drummer and a guitarist, and they're a bit of a fanfare doing these sort of pop up gigs, and it was intense. So, the crowd really got going. But no, I definitely.
And DeSalle go into a conversation with the singer about his T-shirt, of all things.
Oh, yeah. The singer, well, not the singer, the guitarist of No Age. He was wearing who's wearing the famous... what is the T-shirt actually called? It's the Three Wolf Moon T-shirt.
I know the one. QVC Classic, is it?
I don't know.
Is it one of those really, really distasteful hoodies?
It's a T-shirt. It's like these three wolves' head looking at a moon. And it was an Amazon craze over the summer. People started to like put reviews up of it, like give it 10 stars and stuff like this on Amazon. And like everyone went crazy. It just became a trend to give this thing really good reviews. And like some of the reviews are stuff like, this T-shirt, it's amazing. It gave me +3 stamina on my World of Warcraft account.
Thanks. Sorry. Can we not mention World of Warcraft again? Just don't give it any attention.
He loved that. But there'll be an actual proper review of this in Under City Lights magazine, the next issue.
Fulfilling your fashion needs as well as your music needs.
And your World of Warcraft needs.
And now we're filling your music needs with No Age.
Please fill my music needs.
We're looking for suggestions on what to do about getting cancelled, because there's some devastated people out there.
No, we have got quite a few emails.
Actually, we're going to set up a hotline. It's 0800 727272. If you're having problems, any of the issues raised in today's show, you'd like to talk through with those or someone.
Any of the issues raised in today's show affect you or others?
AKA
now.
Grange Hill. If you could just ring up and we'll have a counsellor on the line just to deal with you, because obviously this is going to leave a gap in your lives. On a lighter note, here's the next round of Mr. Banjo and his magical mystery tour of Camden. Quizzing Satisfaction. Yeah.
Did you just make that up? As you went along.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Wow. This guy's got skills.
Yeah.
What am I? Just beat it.
Don't give away the name of the song. No.
Well, thank you, Banjo Man.
Well, if you...
I think we had both the artists and the song, David. Yeah,
if you didn't manage to hear both the artists and the song, have a guess.
That was to help you last time, because some of you...
Especially Mark from Northampton, he was rubbish.
Okay, it's time for my gig review.
What did you go and see? Some really cool indie pretentious band with really obscure songs and
in a scout
beautiful
hall.
Soaring melodies?
In fact, the complete opposite, Mr. Tom Allen. I went to see the one and only Green Day at the O2 Arena.
Intense!
So, yeah, you know,
that's my word.
Green Day, one of my favourite bands.
Did you buy a program and everything?
And I didn't buy a fucking program. Why would I spend my money on that shit? it was intense. It was really good. You know, they played a lot of new stuff. They played like an hour of new stuff, an hour of old stuff. It was awesome. They played so much old stuff compared to the last time I saw them. They played like Burnout, Armitage Shanks, When I Come Around, Welcome to Paradise, She.
Sweet, they actually did some old stuff, man.
Welcome to Pastel Aqua, Jaded.
Did it take you back to the dark times in your adolescence and just feeling really angsty and just like listening to punk rock and getting really
but you know, when you're
and telling your mum, no, I'm not going to do the washing up, thank you. I'm going to listen to Green Day and rock out.
Yeah, it did.
And I'm going to try and skateboard.
Yeah.
It did Rob's actually all right at skateboarding. It's amazing to see just like, because he is the clumsiest person in the world, just seeing how graceful he is on a skateboard.
How does that work, really? Like, graceful, just bear in mind Rob and like the laws of physics. It's like,
all right, man, chill.
It's a bit presumptuous.
So, yeah, and then they played a lot of American Idiot and a lot of 21st Century Breakdown stuff, and it was really good. And, you know, it's Green Day. What else can I say?
Wow.
They played Give Me Novocaine, which I was surprised about. I don't know. Yeah, they had a lot of pyrotechnics. A lot of pyrotechnics.
I
like,
love games
literally
of pyrotechnics.
Every end of the song was like boom, and and the one annoying thing about Green Day is literally every song Billy Joel goes hey, oh, literally every song, and the crowd has to repeat and then hey 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 hey, literally.
Did he make lots of like political statements and tell people to stand up for like?
He didn't. He changed one of the lyrics in American Idiot to something about Obama, but I didn't understand. I didn't hear it properly.
So. No Nick Griffin
like
quotes.
No.
Though Sonic Youth did call the BNP clowns in their gig on Friday. I heard. So you know, some bands
spreading.
Out there still politically minded. Wow.
Here at Tin Trains, we don't hold any particular political persuasion. Just like to say that.
What about, we don't like the BNP, do we?
Maybe if we say we do, we'll get loads of listeners and become really famous.
And not have
to
get cancelled.
Like white power.
Yeah, we'll have some kind of viral following or something. Like all publicity is good publicity, so.
Okay, anyway.
Dare you.
We're just going down a dark road now, yeah, so time to play a song.
He doesn't like dark roads.
Everything they played was amazing, but the one that really... that stood out for me was When I Come Around. So here we go.
The world around, 'cause you know where I'll be found.
when I come around.
Hey-oh, hey-oh.
You're supposed to do it for the same length of time that I do.
Hey-oh. When I come and me wanna go home.
Okay, so we had some answers on Banjo Man. Desai, would you like to read them out?
Well, just wait a minute.
Open the email. Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Okay, we got one from Polly in Cardiff, Philly. She's asked, is it Sonic Infusion? No, it isn't. I'm
Sonic
sorry.
Infusion?
Sorry. It's a close, but no. Any others, Tom?
We had Terence from Tufnell Park. They're so alliterative today, the listeners and their locations. He says, is it something by Project Multivitamin? But obviously he should know that Project Multivitamin's eagerly awaited EP hasn't yet been released unless there's a bootleg around.
Live at the Wild Man.
Live at the Wild Man should be available soon. But unfortunately it's not. But thanks for bringing that to attention because they're a really good up-and-coming band that people should check out.
Project Multivitamin. Do they have a MySpace?
Yeah, in the works.
In the works.
We have like a Bebo and you can like... Pokers on Facebook.
Who's got Bebo?
No, we don't really. We have a Twitter.
Okay, so, but did anyone get it right?
Anyone at all? Anyone got it right?
There was Mr. N. Griffin had a suggestion, but we can't repeat that on air. But along those lines, here's a tune that we recorded. He was just wandering around the BBC studios, and we heard this tune coming from his dressing room. You might enjoy it.
Scar. Oh!
Banjo Man has some serious skills.
Oh!
Oh! All right, that's all they get. That's all they get. We don't want to give it away.
This is so good.
Obviously, the one before was Beat It. John Bell got it again, but he's disqualified because he got it the first time. If you know what that one was, email
tune in for a prize. Okay, it's
the prize is getting your name read out now.
This next
amazing prize. This is our last ever show. That's quite a big thing.
Maybe
this next song is basically a response to to Question Time and just the way that just I feel when I look at people who vote for people. And this
people
song
who
is
vote for people.
People who vote for people as opposed to animal candidates or But this song is Easy Star All Stars with Let Down, OK Computer, cover classic.
Oh,
That was Radio Dread with Let Down.
Well, Radio Dread's the name of the album.
Yeah, Easy Star All Stars.
But that is a fantastic version of an incredible song.
That you know things.
Well, good radio is rare to find, so I thought I'd just like add to the amateur proceedings there.
Good work. I have to say to Rob, that is far better than the original.
Oh, I don't know about that.
It's a more Sunday afternoon version.
Yeah, definitely. Well, maybe.
Also features the legendary Toots and the Maytals, who were an early ska reggae band who actually coined the term reggae in a song called Do the Reggae.
Wow. Really? Wow.
There's a fact for you. That's Top of the Pops 2 style.
Wow. Thanks for that, Tom Allen. Anyway.
No problem. That's what I do.
I'm confused about living in London, guys.
Really? Why?
Because I heard your flatmate, Katie Rose, who may or may not be listening, the other day saying you're supposed to use 2 bike locks on your bike, right? Who made up that rule? Why do you have to use 2 bike locks on your bike?
Because people like to steal wheels.
People like to steal wheels. Oh, so you lock each wheel.
Yeah.
But I think if anyone's going to unlock one lock, they're willing to unlock the other, don't you think? I think you should have a minimum of 10 if you're going to go for
a minimum of 10. Well,
because 10 is like the threshold. I think thieves will go up to 9 locks, but 10... it's just too many.
10, yeah. I might start that one, actually. Yeah, I never get stolen.
The time it takes to secure your bike precautions, you could have just walked there.
Yeah, true. Also, I heard something else that confused me about London, but I'm so confused that
I'm a very confused individual, aren't you?
I am very confused. Is there anything that's...
If anyone has any ideas for how Rob could make himself less confused, please ring in the show and let us know.
Sex change.
No, thanks.
Work the first time. It's not going to work again.
Oh, low blow. God, what was I going to say? Anyway, all right, Tom Allen, all right.
In your endo.
In your... okay. You're going down. We're having a rap battle at the end.
No,
oh, yes, rap battle.
But Tom's writing his lyrics, whereas I'm going to freestyle.
I'm writing an essay. It's on how you're a failure.
Really?
No, not really.
Well, I'm not going to read it.
Well, cut me down.
Great radio, this.
Okay. Can I just say, like, Rob just started stroking my legs. So he doesn't.
No, I didn't.
Really.
Just that was between us. Anyway, we had some answers for Banjo Man. John Bell, who got the first 2 right, said this one was called Turn It Black, which is wrong. It's not called Turn It Black. We did get a correct answer from Edwin Shaw, who said Paint It Black.
Edwin Shaw,
the classic Rolling Stones track.
His
show is on tonight, 9
Banjo
to 10.
Man show.
Most people are DJs. Not Banjo Man, Edwin.
He's got his own show.
Who could be Banjo Man in disguise?
I've never seen them in the same room together.
I've never seen them in the same room together.
This could only mean one thing.
It could mean one thing only, that he is Banjo Man.
So what was your other confused London thing?
I still can't remember. I'm so confused. Listening to Edwin tonight for some banjo songs. it's your choice to sell.
Yeah. Oh. My choice.
Which is?
Abe Goda, Dead City, Waste Wilderness.
All right, let's go. Let's see if it works. Is the thing...
So
no internet connection. We've got no internet connection. Do you think we're even talking to anyone at the moment?
We've got internet connection, don't we?
Oh, I don't know. Fuck it.
Let's go on MySpace.
Oh, God, this is so amateur.
So amateur.
I could put a little song in while we're waiting.
All right, we're going on MySpace. I think. Is it going?
Rare to find good radio.
What's going on?
Rob, there's a good reason this show is getting closed down. This show is past its sell-by date.
It's true. God. The name, last-minute name change.
Well, I heard the good radio is rare to find.
Well, I think we're pretty much screwed on that song. So let's put on a different song.
Another song.
Give me the fucking jack.
I'm going to put on...
What are you going to put on?
Ed Harcourt.
Wait, we got something. No? Did I hear something?
I have something to go, but...
It can wait if you don't want it now.
It's got to be...
I don't want anything from you ever again, Tom. Okay, go.
Let's Apple of My Eye, Ed Harcourt.
Walk around the house.
song for me to sell? Was that one for me?
You are the apple of my eye.
We just had a random guy walk into the studio asking how to get out of the building.
This is the question.
How did he get in if he didn't know how to get out?
We found someone in London more confused than Rob.
Yeah, true. Evidently, Friday nights at the Union are crazy, and he probably fell asleep behind one of them.
Saturday nights, mate?
Saturday nights in the Union.
It's Mr. Day. Your wild parties in Archway.
I thought the clocks went back a day, not an hour.
Why am I not surprised?
I know.
I love you really, Rob.
That guy, I hope he makes it out alive. If not, he might get eaten.
If not, we'll have him on as a feature. Confused man.
Confused man. We're going to have confused off.
We'll just put headphones on him and make him talk. And
yeah.
Okay.
I kind of want to do that.
Wait
now.
For broadcasting history.
You forgot to put your clock back this morning, didn't you?
I did.
So you woke up early, and when you realised that you had an extra hour, what did you do with it?
I went to see Dean Video Exchange in Camden.
A good way to spend a Sunday morning.
And I bought a tape.
You bought a tape? Why the flip so did you old buy school. A tape?
Because, like...
It's not even a good tape.
It's an awesome tape. So, like, the Beach Boys covering the theme tune from Baywatch.
Brilliant. Really. For £2, I mean, come on.
It's two songs, one song pound. That's like iTunes. That's all right.
iTunes is 79p, and it's in a format that's still viable.
Hey, I've got a tape player, all right? I'm doing it.
Okay. Do you also read NME?
No. Oh, yeah, DeSalle, do you read NME?
No, but I can tell you what me and Edwin did do earlier this week, I think on Thursday. We went to the Union shop and we hid their copies of NME and replaced them with Under City Lights magazine.
Oh, nice. Gorilla. I like it. That's awesome.
That reminds me of the University Challenge team who only answered Lenin or Trotsky for every answer.
Yeah.
Someone did that. Who did that?
That was it's in the 70s or 80s or something. Yeah.
Is that some kind of political statement?
Yeah.
What were they trying to prove?
It's just one in a long line of students standing up for what's right. I mean, Tiananmen Square, those kids, and then DeSalle hiding enemy. I mean, it's just we're famous for at this university.
Exactly.
Okay, time for another song. This is a song chosen by my brother, if we can get it to work, by Million Dead, and it's To Whom It May Concern.
Tonight will be the last night of my record breakingly successful run in the lead role of the greatest play of the century. Unprecedentedly warm praise from critics and public alike.
Hello again, Pop Pickers. Welcome to In Transit.
It's not In Transit anymore. It's Tin Trade.
Tin Trade.
Dick. That was To Whom It May Concern by Million Dead, my brother's choice.
Million Dead also describes the kind of aftermath of this show being cancelled.
I know. It's going to be a national tragedy.
As does the song I was going to play, Dead City, Waste Wilderness, that basically the world's going to be ruined.
I know. And actually, it's going to be an international tragedy now that Larry Weaver has tuned in all the way from Pennsylvania, not Philly.
Wow.
State College.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. So,
do you know him, or is he just found?
Yeah, I know Larry. Larry's my man.
Not Penn State. State College, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but no, Penn State is at State College.
Also, yeah. We've got some love coming in for Banjo Man.
A lot of from some random guy. Kevin. We've got two Kevins. Anyway.
We've got another Banjo Man track coming, if anyone wants to hear
another
that.
Another one. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
What is it this time?
Well, that's the question. That's part of the beauty of Banjo Man. All live on the 29 bus.
Hey!
Which part of the song are we supposed to be listening to?
It's the reimagined version. Basically, just enjoy it for what it is. Just
so
pure
no one's supposed to email in and guess what
there it was. There was a song in there, so if people can email in, they will receive further prizes.
studio@rarefm.co.uk or go to rarefm.co.uk.
May even get an email
also,
back from us.
If anyone has, like... A room where I can live, that would be good. I do have rooms,
Tom
but
Allen has been
a reasonable priced house.
Tom Allen has been living in London for a month now without a place to stay.
It's a social experiment. It's like some but it's not just one weekend. It's like eight.
Well done. How are you finding it? You know,
I'm enjoying it. It's like a sleepover every night, so it's just like back to year nine days. It's good. Fun times. I've been between my friends from church in Tufnell Park. I have a lovely, lovely flat. Is opposite the tube station and the riotous Boston pub. So it is, I saw some like police camera lights action esque rule in the street last night, which is quite enjoyable.
Nice.
So it's quite lively. And then also in Camden, I stay at the perfect house of DeSalle, Chris, Neil, Katie,
and Zoe.
Nearly forgot. One. Nearly got in trouble there.
Doing an alphabetical order. That's one.
Yeah, just in order of like, yeah, best to least best.
People.
Yeah. Did I mention Chris?
Yeah.
And that's just enjoyable for just FIFA fun times and generally just being envious at their use of herb gardens, and they're basically all middle-aged and live a life of luxury. Yeah.
No matter what house you move into, it's never going to live up to that, is it?
Basically, Tom Allen is a nomad, just like my hero, Jesus Christ, so just loving it at the moment.
Oh, my God.
Not that I'm anyway comparing myself to Jesus Christ.
Okay, do you want to play a song now?
Yeah, this next song is kind of about the good times and like I'm going to take it back to the concrete streets. Basically, original beats of real live MCs, Playground Tactics, and a Rabbit in a Hat Trick.
Okay, can we just play the song? You don't have to say all the
this
lyrics.
This tune's classic, school, rapping from Jurassic.
Continues this I won't get into, cause there ain't enough bars to hold the drama that we've been through.
Yo,
we still the same with a little fame. A little change in the household name, but ain't too much change. We in the game, yo, but not to be vain. I refrain from salt grains to season up my name. We entertain for a mutual gain from close range. Steady aim, my drum at your head to hit the brain. I'm labor ready, roll scholar for the dollar. Work for mines, pay me by the hour.
Without falling, we take it back to the days of yes, y'all. We holding on to what's golden.
On the stage, I rage and I'm rolling.
Without falling, a shot falling. We take it back to the days of yes, y'all. We holding on to what's golden.
On the stage, I rage and I'm rolling.
Herman Munster, the word enhancer, sick of phony mobsters controlling the dance floor. I'm in dark places, catch you when you stark naked. Your heart races as we poke you for your chart spaces. The taunt tastes be bringing these hot styles through. Some of you bum a few cheers from shock value. Word power can plow through acres of cornfields. Paragraphs cut like warm steel, perform ill.
Without falling, we take it back to the days of yes, showing. We're holding on to what's golden.
On the stage, I rage and I'm rolling.
A shot calling, we take it back to the days of yes, showing. We holding on to what's golden.
On the stage, I rage and I'm rolling.
Oh, thanks for warning us about the end of that song, Tom.
That's a lovely one.
Can you turn off Banjo Man? I'm getting sick of him.
You can't turn off Banjo Man.
Okay, well, would you like to say, oh my god, I'm in a really...
Okay, do you want me to so say what track that was?
What track
he
was
wants
it?
To download that off Kazaa or something.
Kazaa, oh my god.
It's What's Golden by Jurassic 5 from the album Power in Numbers, which I was reminded of when Rob was talking about skateboarding.
Really? Yeah, it is a bit of salt.
Back in the days when I could like bust sick ollies up curbs.
We have to give a shout out.
You get as high as a curb? Oh man.
We have to give a shout out to Mary. Yeah. To Mary, the
Yo,
wife,
Mary.
The wife
what
of
up?
Our new
what
listener,
up?
Kevin.
Kevin Calderwood Payne.
We actually have a listener who no one knows. Yeah. Or not related to us, so.
So that's pretty cool.
Unless it's all a practical joke.
Probably is.
It is. I could see, like Chris has like made a fake email address and everything just to do it.
We're still looking for ways, we're looking for listeners to come up with ways for us to get us back on the air, so, you know. No death threats to the people who take our slot or anything like that.
No.
But I will kill
basically,
them.
Basically, they like the
all
people.
Right, so.
I've heard they're endorsed by Nick Griffin himself, so...
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Maybe we should, like, get on that.
Yeah, maybe. I don't think we should let
fight
them
the hate. Let Tin Trains survive and fight the hate. Down with the racists, that's what I say.
What, the other people, not us?
Other people, yeah.
Yeah, not us. We're not okay.
Though what we were suggesting earlier in the radio show.
Okay, DeSalle, you have an ode to the show.
Yeah, this is a bit of it's a sad emotional moment for me. This is an ode to the show. This is I Miss You by Blink-182.
Tonight, I need somebody and always. The sixth strange darkness comes creeping on, so haunting every time. And as I stared, I counted webs from all the spiders, catching things and eating their insides, like indecision to call you and hear your voice of treason. Will you come home and stop this pain tonight? Stop this pain tonight. Don't waste your time on me. You're already the voice inside my head. Don't waste your time on me. You're already the voice inside my head.
I miss you already.
I miss you, radio show.
We're going to try and... We haven't broken the news to Ollie, our regular presenter.
Yeah.
So we're going to try and call him.
We've got to give this a go.
He probably won't answer. He never answers his phone.
Yeah, this is true.
But, you know, we thought we'd give it a try. So talk about
this
yourselves.
Is live radio. Anything could happen. If you're listening on the podcast, then this may be unedited, but...
Is he going to answer? Probably not. We've really run out of things to say.
If not, we'll leave a live radio jingle.
I'm pretty much hanging out of my ass right now. So
sorry?
I can't really bother to come up with anything to talk about.
Banjo Man's always got something to say.
He does.
Through his banjo.
Does he have political... Oh, well. No, Ollie will have to find out later. Actually, we should just never tell him.
Yeah, never. Yeah, I want to see him turn
up. Have we got more Banjo Man?
There's always more Banjo Man. There's enough banjo to go around.
How much Banjo Man did you flipping record?
Basically, he played the whole of his first album in its entirety.
He's got an album?
Hey!
Woo! Are we going to put the videos on the blog?
I think we might do, yeah.
I think this is the plan, yeah.
Are the videos worth watching?
Yeah, they're good. They're good. It's mostly just me dancing.
The blog is tintrainsblog.com. Go on there and check out the video I posted in the week because it was brilliant. Tom, you've got a song, haven't you?
Yeah, I do have a song.
It was Tom's birthday last Monday. And he got a new iPod and he still doesn't know how to use it.
It's really confusing. You don't even have to touch it. It's called touch, but you just move it and things happen.
Wow.
It's the worst thing I've ever had. It's basically... Yeah.
You ungrateful bastard.
I remember where I was with my cassette tape.
Side A, side B. I'm back on the cassette tape.
That's all you needed. Anyway, this song is by a... Basically, Norwich was voted the third most happening place in the NME recently. for its DIY band and gig culture. This is a band called Blag, ska punk rock, an inspired cover of a children's classic.
Every day when you're walking down the street, and everybody that you meet has an original point of view. And I say, hey, what a wonderful kind of day when we can learn to work and play and get along with each other. And I say, hey, what a wonderful kind of day when we can learn to work and play and get along with each other. And I say, hey, what a wonderful kind of day
listen to your heart, listen to the beat, listen to the rhythm, rhythm of the street. And you open up your eyes and open up your ears, get together and make this better, and working together. It's a simple method, and it comes from the heart to believe in yourself, for that's a great day.
Well, it's not really a wonderful kind of day, but I did enjoy
this.
This is a sad day. It is all the better for hearing that, you know, from Arthur.
A bit of black from the Norwich City.
Hey, hey.
We're going to try something else. We're going to try and find Edwin for a dream analysis. We only just realised that we haven't done it.
We also found out the identity. Well, we didn't find the identity, but Kevin, our mystery listener, turns out he started listening because he met DeSalle at a party a while ago. He recommended it. He obviously made an impression on him.
Hello.
Oh. Edwin, you're on the radio.
Amazing. What?
You're on the radio.
Turn down
your radio because we can hear it in the
classic
background.
It's like Radio 1.
Oh, whoa. It's like I'm listening about 10 seconds behind.
Turn it down and stop confusing it.
Okay, I'm done.
So, wait. The jingle.
The jingle. Hold on.
Just wait, Edwin.
Edwin, how are you?
Yeah, not bad. I'm listening to your show. I'm enjoying it. You should play my request, though.
Yeah, we are. I'm going to.
Oh, awesome.
Are you going to plug... Do you want to plug your show while you're on?
Yeah. Well, I think you've already done it, but...
Do it again.
No, until 10 this evening on RFM. Most people are DJs. I've got a good playlist. Just worked it out. It's going to be good.
All right. Are you ready for the jingle, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go.
Dream analysis with DeSalle.
There we go. Go, Edwin. Go.
I didn't hear that. That was weird.
Edwin, tell us your dream.
Okay. Well, I don't remember many of the details because it was about a month ago now. We should have done this sooner. But basically, my flatmate was forcing me to run a marathon, but it wasn't a normal kind of marathon because it was like a time trial marathon where everyone went individually and then you got like 30 seconds and the next person had to go. That was it, really. It was weird.
Is that it?
Anything yeah. else? Well,
no, that's pretty much all the details.
We phoned you up for that.
Well, no. This is a very interesting dream, actually. Oh, this is very interesting. Edwin, what I can say is you're dreaming of this marathon. Can you remember at all where this marathon was?
What?
Where was this marathon you were
running? I don't know. It was like a month ago, DeSalle.
Okay. Well, basically, this marathon is a metaphor. No, I'd say it's not even a metaphor. It is your life, this marathon. Your life, you know, you find it hard to do. It's a long and tedious task, you know, but you've got to keep on going. You've got to keep running that marathon. You know, you've got to smash down those walls and push yourself to its max.
When time is hard and you find yourself only existing on anaerobic expiration, you're going to get builds up of lactic acid. That's just natural. Deal with it. Yeah?
The lactic acid.
Have some aerobic respiration and sort it out.
A classic aerobic exercise for life would be listening to Tin Trains.
But, why is that aerobic?
As opposed to the anaerobic, because... We give you so much energy,
fresh air.
Exactly.
In a world of stifling, heady fogs of disgusting quality radio.
Okay, let's get back onto the dream. Anything else to say?
Anything else? Well, you say it was a time trial. People were going at different stages all the time. I think this is quite significant in that it shows you that you feel that life is not fair. It's not equal. We all do start off at different times and different stages. Everyone has that little bit of a head start. But remember, it's a time trial. At the end, it's all equal.
Okay, thanks for that.
I hope you enjoyed
Edwin,
that,
Edwin. Did that help you?
Yeah, I feel like I have a purpose in life now.
But it was, you are also a bit of a weirdo.
Yeah, you are. Okay, jingle.
Dream analysis with DeSalle.
Thank you for that, Edwin. And everyone listen to Edwin's show later on today.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. Well, now we've come to the end. The very end.
So glad we made it.
Okay. Any final words from either of you?
It's been good, you know. Year and a... I'd say more or less a year, actually.
Yeah. We will be back, I promise. I'm going to find a way back.
I've only been here twice, but I do feel this is my true spiritual home, really, in this studio, with these great men of broadcasting.
Exactly.
I just feel alive for the first time.
We are two giants of broadcasting history.
Okay. Thanks, guys. We never made it to our 25th show. This is 23. Was it 22? I've lost count.
No, 23.
We will get there. We're going to get
like
there somehow.
We're like Fawlty Towers. We're going to cut out before we...
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
We're past our best.
So, goodbye. We're off to watch the football. goodbye to Tin Trains for now. Goodbye to all our listeners.
Goodbye from us.
Also, listening to the Easter egg after this track, it's going to be a good one.
It's goodbye from me.
okay. Goodbye. That was Tin Trains, your mental brain drain, draining from your sleep, you're all your wallet, We try and analyze dreams, but we wake you from them, and now it's over to Tom to get on with them.
Okay, okay. It's a mental brain drain.
Brain
drain. Brain
drain.
Give me the beat. Okay, seems like tin trains have run out of steam, you know what I mean. It's the end of this dream team, radio style. You know we're faster than a country mile. Speed through radio, extra high value. You know you can't touch us, we got the moves. That you just want to stop and have lunch with us on a Sunday afternoon. Get you in the mood, you know, with every tune. Here ends the show that you love for so long. Tuned in every week and laptop every song. Here ends the good times on a Sunday lunch. A veritable piece to feed sweet radio brunch. Don't shed a tear, cause we're gonna come back. These tin trains belong on the track. I said, don't shed a tear, cause we're gonna come back, because these tin trains belong on the track. Thank you.
Woo! Thanks, Tom.
Bye-bye.